Parshas Achrei Mos opens up with the Seder Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, but it also ends off with the Seder Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. How so? At the end of the Parsha talks about the Isuri Arayos, you know, the laws of the forbidden relationships, those who you're not allowed to marry, you have to keep distance from. And interestingly enough, that's the laning for Mincha, Yom Kippur. And it's something which, you know, throughout the ages been pondered, why, by Mincha of Yom Kippur, you want to talk about, you know, the Isuri Arayos. Right, the fact that it's in the same parsha is not, you know, significant. That's not a not an adequate answer, because what's in between Avodas Yom Kippur and the Isuri Arayos is the parsha of Shchutei Chutz. So it's a matter of reading a little bit weiter. Let's read the parsha of Shchutei Chutz, you know, the Isur of Shchutei Chutz that they had, you know, particularly in that generation. They weren't allowed to eat basar tava, but we skip over all that and we go straight to the Isuri Arayos, meaning there must be a real innate connection between the Isuri Arayos and the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. And it's not a coincidence that they're both in the same parsha. Now, part of the answer lays in a Rashi in next week's parsha, that the Rashi is undoubtedly on the words Kedoshim Tiyu, you know, come, obviously the unwritten kasha is that the parsha of Kedoshim comes immediately after we finish off the parsha of Arayos. And so Rashi says, you know, Kedoshim Tiyu is going on the issue of Arayos. Have you Purushim in Arayos? And Rashi says something rather, it's a Lashon of Chazal, it's a Lashon that needs deciphering. Kol Mokom She'ata Motze Geder Erva Shom Ata Motze Kedusha. Any place where you find that there's a barrier against, you know, Arayos, right, there's a barrier against these promiscuous relationships, there you will find Kedusha. Now, before we explain what needs deciphering over here, we're getting to, at least on a superficial level, a clue towards, you know, answering our mystery that, you know, in tshuva, you know, we're supposed to bring ourselves back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Lashon Rambam hu shiyoshiv achote lifnei Hashem v'yisvadi, you return before God, and that's what the psukim say in the beginning of the parsha. Lifnei Hashem titoru. Right, we have to stand, again, reposition ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all you did was, you know, cease from sin. So seemingly you're still far away, you're just not getting away further. So part of the solution is, and we're going to break this down a little bit more in a second, right, is that kol mokom she'ata motzeh, when you put up a fence against what you've done wrong, there you will find Kedusha, meaning you will find yourself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that means that there's actually a message of hope that if you put up a barrier between you and the thing that you've done wrong, you find God there. You're back lifnei Hashem. It's not that you've just desisted from moving away further by ceasing and making a safeguard against it. There you find Kedusha. But let's break this down a little bit more. All right, the Lashon of Chazal, kol makom, any place you find geder erva. What do you mean, makom? It's me. I am restraining myself. It's not... Why is this spatial? Mokom, shom, in this place, there, you find Kedusha. As if, you know, it's begeter tfisas mokom, as if this thing takes up space. I am restraining myself from doing something wrong. I am a kadosh. But that's not the Lashon of Chazal. Kol mokom, she'ata motze geter erva, shom ata motze Kedusha. In that place, there, in that place. Well, what does place have to do with anything? This is not spatially related. You're holding yourself back from your tivus. But the thing is like this, you know, a person has to ponder, you know, what the role of the mitzvahs lo saaseh are. You know, of our 613 mitzvahs, you know, more than half are mitzvahs lo saaseh. And why? Right? Seemingly it's about, you know, avoiding regression, right? Not crossing those red lines. Right? With the mitzvahs saaseh, seemingly, we are moving towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are serving Him. We're doing something for Him. You're doing a mitzvah, doing a service for Him. You're moving towards Him, right? That's, you know, that's self-evident. You know, that's the experience. Also, I'm an act of service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Desisting from Avera, I am just avoiding harming myself and distancing myself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we understand that that's necessary, right? But then the question goes back, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a world with such a minefield of, you know, spiritual detriment, spiritual hazard, right, that there's so much protective measure is necessary. What is the service that comes out of that? It's not just that, of course, I have to resist harming myself and harming my spiritual perfection. Right, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from it? Why did he make the world such a spiritually detrimental place that as a countermeasure, he had to give us 365 negative commandments? Now, the truth is, this question really could be taken back to another more elemental level. We have two basic midas that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with, Ahava and Yira. For those who say the L'shem Yichud, right before any mitzvah, Surah Omer like that, so we serve that, B'dechilu v'rechimu, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with fear and with love. Right? We understand what the love is about. Like love, intimacy, you know, dveikus. What's the fear about? That's one of the chelkei avoda. And now these two questions are actually very related. The Rambam himself, and it's echoed by all the Rishonim and all the Sifrei Musar, have pointed out that ahava is the central drive behind the mitzvahs asei. Right? You love someone, you want to do for them. And you want to get closer. You want to serve. Right? Yira is the shirish, is the central midah behind, the driving force behind all the mitzvahs lo saseh. You're afraid of ruining your relationship. You're afraid of ruining yourself. Fear causes you to desist. All right. Fear doesn't prompt action. Fear prompts inaction. You know it makes you reticent and scared and not willing to take risks that holds you back. So the shirish of mitzvahs lo saseh is yira. And the Rambam writes this in the Mor Nebuchim, but it's everyone has copied it since. Right, that the Yira is the shirish behind the mitzvahs lois asei. Right, and whereas the Ahava is the shirish behind the mitzvahs asei. So these two questions are related. What is the function of mitzvahs lois asei? What is the function of the midah of Yira? The Ramchal answers this in a short, cryptic way in the Sefer Derech Hashem. In the fourth section, he has a small chapter on Ahava and Yira. And he says something very interesting. And he says, Ahava, it's passion for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a bren, it's a fire. And, this is, of course, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to serve HaKadosh Hu, uvechol nafshcha, even ad mesiras nefesh. Right? Ahava brings you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the highest level of Ahava is willing to die, al kiddush Hashem. That's Ahava. That's what Chazal Darsh Rebos. Vat Hashem Okecha uvechol nafshecha is the din of Mesiras Nefesh. For all those times you have to be Moser Nefesh rather than serve Avodah Zorah. It's learned out from the mitzvah of Ahava Hashem uvechol nafshecha in Ad Mesiras Nefesh. So Ahava is a driving force to go to God. Ad today being makriv yourself for his sake. So Ahava is driving force towards. What does Yira do? Says Ramchal an amazing thing. Yira does the op. It brings the Shekhinah down. Yira brings the Shekhinah down to earth. And he's not marchiv on this very much, but allow me to add some explanation. That's what he says. Yira causes, Ahava brings you to him, Yira brings him to you. All right, so now just to point this out, the first place where we found this to be, the case, is the story of the Akedah. Right? The Akedah happened on Har HaMoriah. So what does the Pasuk say? Ata yadati ki yirei Elokim ata. I now know that you're God-fearing. So this now becomes consecrated as Har Hashem Yeroeh, the house where Hashem will be revealed, down here on earth, where Avram showed Yiras Hashem. This now becomes consecrated as the Mokom Hashem Yiroeh, where Hashem will be able to be seen on earth. And it's very interesting to note that Yira and Re'iah, they're the same letters. Yireh, Yireh, Har Hashem Yeroeh. The pshat is like this, to go into the Omek HaInyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he himself, of course, is everywhere. But his Shekhinah, right, his revealed presence, also yearns to be everywhere. Just like he's everywhere, he's of infinite power, so his the midah called his divine presence also wants to be everywhere. Just like the owner of that midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, so also the Gili of Malchus Shemaim yearns to be everywhere. Problem is, it's blocked. It's the reason why it's not revealed on earth, and Hashem is not nireh. You don't see him. He's not Yira'eh on earth. It's because, the Sitra Achra blocks his presence, blocks his revelation. Right? And by the mitzvahs lo saseh, which is our direct confrontation with the Yetzirah, right? It's not the pshat that if you overcame your Yetzirah, right? So you survived the battle. You didn't just survive, right? When you overcome your taiva, that taiva of the moment has been defeated. And therefore, Malchus Shemayim comes to take up the space now vacated by pushing that taiva out. Every time you overcome, if you give in to him, you make him stronger. If you don't give in, right, you make him weaker. And Malchus Shemayim comes to fill in that void because you voided the Yetzer, you voided the Sitra Achra from that place where you were Oimed B'Nisayon, right? And therefore, Malchus Shemayim moves in. And that's the wonderful tikkun of the mitzvahs lo saseh fix olam hazeh. Mitzvahs saseh drag us to Shemayim, give us a connection to heaven, pull us heavenward. The mitzvahs lo saseh purify earth and make earth a makom of where the Shekhinah is. And that's why it's also, going back to the example of the Beis HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah, Yirah Kol Schorcha, you go there to see. And when you go there to see, what's the halacha you have to be very careful of? The halacha of Mora HaMikdash, show awe and fear of that place. Umimikdashi Tiro, because the shirish of Gilui Shekhinah on earth, that God reveals himself even within physicality, right? The Gilui Shekhinah on earth is caused by Yiras Hashem, right? Being God-fearing and not giving in to your Yetzirah, resisting the taiva. When you resist the taiva now is voided. And in that place where you defeated the Yetzirah, in that battleground, the Shekhinah comes down there because you made space for the Shekhinah to come there. Because previously the Sitra Achra took up that space. When you resist the Sitra Achra, you neutralize it. And in that space where you had that Melchemes HaYetzer, the Shekhinah comes and manifests itself there. And that's what it means. Kol makom sh'ata motze geder erva sham ata motze. Literally, if you could put up a siag, right? You put up a siag that you won't be nechshol. That place, mamish, literally, spatially, in whatever place, that place where you had Melchemes HaYetzer and you won, on that place the Shekhinah dwells. Shom Ata Motze Kedusha. It is a tremendous chizik for the Baal of Tshuva, right, that the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, the reason why Chazal say, Mokom Shebali Tshuva Oimdim, Afiu Tzayin Gwur, Enim Lichoyim Lamod, because Heim Kofim Es Yitzram Yosemem. The Baal of Tshuva, he has it tough. He's fighting his Yetzer a lot harder, because the guy who tasted it once, you know, and knows what it is, you know, it's harder for him to resist after having that pleasure. The tzaddik that never tasted the taste of sin doesn't really know what it is. He doesn't know what he's missing. It's not such a struggle. But, and so listen to Hashem Chazal, Mokom Shebali Tshuva Omdim. Their place is higher than the place of the tzaddik. Because where they're standing, they're engaged in a perpetual Melchemes HaYetzer. And because, you know, which the tzaddik doesn't have because he doesn't know what this taiva is. Right, so in their Mokom Shebali Tshuva Omdim, because the Shekhinah stands there. Because where you fight with the Yetzirah and you don't give in, the Shekhinah moves into that spot. Because... that's something else. All right. It's a different Bechina. That means that you never... He challenges you on a different plateau. Right? You're never rid of him. That's what it means. You're never rid of him. Doesn't mean he has a bigger Yetzirah than you. It means you never outgrow him. If he grows with you, they'll challenge you wherever you are. That's what it means. Right. So in Mela, you know, the hope, you know, for that's why I read it on Mincha Yom Kippur time. You're so far away from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And not only that, when you stop sinning, you know, you're going to feel that burn of that sin and be fighting that temptation for the rest of your life. You feel yish. No. That getter that you're going to put up, that siag, that wall that's hard to build, right? That wall that's hard to build is mamish what gives you a tremendous chus. That wherever you are and you feel that taiva and you don't give in, on that place you're going to bring the Shekhinah down to earth. And your mamish lifnei Hashem, wherever you are. And those taivas that will come back to haunt you, when you give in to them, the Shekhinah will be there with you every time you resist. In short, right, we build a wall against the taiva and the Sitra Achra pays for it. And when we do that, right, it cedes area to the Sitra, the Kedusha, and we make Heitato Malchus Shemayim great again.